Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent, want to thank you once again for downloading this week's show. We've got a great episode for you this week. And also want to take time to thank our sponsors who help keep this show free every single week. Enjoy the show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you for stopping by our virtual tailgate party we call Tailgate Radio. Hey there, cold drinks over in the cooler. Grab your chair and come hang out under the pop-up tent with us. We're gonna have a great show for you this week. We've got NFL alumnus Marcus Ogden. He's going to come and talk to us about his life in the NFL, his life post-NFL. He's got a brand new book out, and he is going to really the story as I understand it, is just amazing, and it's going to be broken into two parts. So we're going to have part one of our interview with Marcus this week, and can't wait to discuss all things football and non-football with him, because he's got a really very interesting story that I know you'll want to hear about. And, you know, it's things that you don't hear in the paper. It's things that don't come out. And I think you're going to be seeing a lot of him in the media over the next few months, and we're glad to have him here. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first,
hey there, Tailgate Nation. I want to talk to you about HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun so you can focus on the whole experience, not just the final plate. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks short on time. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed so there's no food waste. And HelloFresh employs two full-time registered dietitians on staff who review each recipe to ensure it is nutritionally balanced. HelloFresh delivers food right to your doorstep in a recyclable, insulated box for free. And HelloFresh right now is offering light summer meals and has just introduced breakfast options. And they do all of this for less than $10 a meal. I can tell you, whenever I received our first HelloFresh box here at the house, it was an amazing experience because my family enjoys cooking. We enjoy cooking together. And the meals, although they were simple to make, step-by-step instructions, were amazingly delicious. My kids loved them. My wife loved them. I loved them. It is truly a wonderful experience with HelloFresh. And Tailgate Nation, I've got a great offer for you right now. For $30 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter Tailgate30 when you subscribe. That's HelloFresh.com, enter Tailgate30 when you subscribe, and you'll get $30 off your first week of deliveries. Remember the name HelloFresh. Delicious ingredients you'll love to eat, simple recipes you'll live to cook. That's HelloFresh.com and enter Tailgate30.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here, and I am excited to have my next guest on. He's a former offensive tackle and center with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Baltimore Ravens, the Tennessee Titans, and has parlayed that NFL career into a very diverse post-NFL career. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Mr. Marcus Ogden.
How you guys doing today?
Marcus, tell us about what you're doing these days.
When I got out of the NFL back in 08-09, my dad, before he passed away in 2006, told me that it's very important to always keep yourself, you know, going into things that are business-like. My dad got a degree in economics from Howard University. I attended Howard, myself studied finance. I took advantage of the NFL's courses that they had during my career, such as some internships, such as some different coaching capabilities and opportunities, along with some business-like programs and curriculums. I found it very interesting that when I got out, the biggest thing that you have as a former NFL player is your NFL player, you know, card, shield, or brand. So I tried to leverage that, and I got into different business practices, some in Baltimore. I currently reside in Cary, North Carolina, with my wife and my two daughters. and I'm actually growing a very successful brand that deals kind of with a sports health and wellness theme. Different things would be football camps, one-on-one trainings. I have a book that's going to be released here in about 4 or 5 weeks with a publishing house out of New Orleans, Louisiana. I do some things for a company called NYFO, which is kind of like a national youth football organization. It's a 707 league based around the whole country. Gentlemen like Lawrence Taylor owns a franchise in New Jersey, New York. Guys like Larry Brown own some franchises in Texas. So it's a very diverse group of people, but my father always told me to be very well-rounded and diverse when I got out of the NFL. That's what I've been trying to do ever since then.
You know, one of the things that I've read, and not having played in the NFL, you know, first of all, the career, if you can play more than 2 years, then you've already beaten the curve as far as the natural length of stint that someone has in the NFL. Do you see that not enough players have that goal in mind of their post-career, and that they just... you know, they spend their time, their money, their efforts for the now, and they really don't plan ahead?
Unfortunately, John, I do see that quite a bit. There's an old saying, everybody thinks you're going to last forever. And when you're young, you feel you're invincible, especially if you're a draft pick. Now, if you're a first-round draft pick, you're going to stay in the league at least probably 4 or 5 years, if not longer. The teams have invested too much money into you not to have you, you know, carry out your initial contract or at least give you every opportunity, I mean 3, 4, 5 times over, to fail, because if you don't do well, then that, you know, that personnel office and that front office are going to be in a lot of trouble come when they have to explain to an owner why you cut a first-round draft pick. But anything after the 3rd or 4th round, honestly, it's a crapshoot. Like, you have to really earn and prove you deserve to be in the NFL for any type of length or sustainable period of time if you're not a first or second or third round draft pick. So, unfortunately, I do see a lot of people coming on in, going through their first contract money, spending it, you know, assuming they're going to get a second big contract from a team. I know several people like that I've played with that never really got that second big contract. They blew through, you know, their first contract and all their money on things that have no real appreciating value. And once they're out, they're out. And it's very sad to see that. That's why when I got out, I really focused my energy on trying to utilize the money and capital that I had to build some businesses that would last me more than my 6-year career. Now, the average lifespan, John, is 1.2 years to play. So, you know, that's not a very long time to have a career. It's more of a job. So if you look at it as a job, not a career, if it turns into a career, like I have a friend of mine, Drayton Florence, play 11, 12 years in the NFL, my brother played 12 years. If you have an athlete 6, if you have a career out of it, that's phenomenal, but don't expect that.
Yeah, I'm here with Marcus Ogden, and we're talking about the planning or lack thereof of the post-NFL career. But you, as we talked about earlier, you have had are involved in several business ventures, and you've also jumped into the world of writing. You're now a published author. Tell us about your brand new book called Sleepless Nights, and tell us how that whole process started.
Sleepless Nights ended up being named by my wife and I when it kind of transcended to all aspects of my life. But to go back, I actually met the publisher and a gentleman who's named Brandon Drake. I actually met him, John, on LinkedIn. I work with a lady. Her name is Kelly, and her boyfriend I did some training for. In exchange for training, John, she set me up with a LinkedIn professional page and did my resume for me. So when I was able to get on LinkedIn and create a profile, Brandon reached out to me. And once he reached out to me, you know, we could talk, you know, this was probably about 2 years ago. It wasn't the right time for my book because I had the downside pretty much, you know, intact. I didn't have, you know, the comeback story. You know, what am I doing next? So we kind of tabled it. And then probably about 6 or 9 months later, things started kind of picking up for me with my football brand. I started doing a couple things with some soft shell helmet companies. The one company I work with, Daybreaker Helmets, which is based out of Los Angeles, California. Two of our owners actually, John, are NFL athletes. One owner's named Mike Jules, who's the principal owner, and then two of our owners are athletes currently. One is Golden Tate, plays for the Detroit Lions, and the other is Jimmy Clausen, who plays for the Chicago Bears. So they are partners with my boss, Mike, in the Software Helmet Company, which we'll talk about a little later on. But once I spoke to Alfred, who is the CEO and owner of VIP Inc. Publishing, we agreed to get a contract. And I started the process actually last November. I would do 1 hour a week with him, and we started to get my story in line. And the funny thing is, John, as I started to talk, here's what happened to me. When I got out of the NFL, I started a construction company, Cater Premier Enterprises, in Baltimore City. We started out very small, like all companies do, in concrete work. Year one, I did about 50 or 65 hours of revenue. Mm-hmm. Year two, started doing a couple more larger jobs, went to about maybe $200,000 to $300,000 revenue for year two. Year three, we switched gears from concrete to site work, which is basically like, you know, earth moving, excavating the earth.
Right.
And there's a lot of money in that, John, a lot of money. So year three, we went from, I think, $3,000 to $4,000 in year two to end of year three at about $2 to $3 million.
Wow.
Year four, we got to about 5 or 6. And then year five, John, I closed the books at about $12 million, give or take, you know, a dollar or two. I grew to be the largest minority site work contractor in the state of Maryland in 5 years.
Wow,
that sounds phenomenal.
Absolutely.
But here's the bad thing. I grew a foundation, John, with no real stable foundation. Let me take that back. I grew a company with no stable foundation. Wrong people, wrong partner. Unfortunately, I found this out during the process. We took on a job for probably one of the top three, if not the top two, largest GCs in the country, based out of the upper northeast region of the country. Ended up taking a job, John, for about $4 million. The job was going phenomenal. Doing great. Got my first $1 million check. I did all the demo of the parking lot. Started digging out the earth and ground. We were hauling trucks in and out. It was phenomenal. Well, when it got time to dry the site and dewater the site, we could not dry the site. A subcontractor out of the southeastern part of the country did their job, but there was a river about 30 feet below the job site.
Mm.
Make a long story short, Caden was the contractor for the site work package. That included earth moving, dewatering, utilities, and all of the sediment controls. Make a long story short, John, after I spent about $2 million cash in 90 days, I'll say it one more time, I spent $2 million of cash in less than a 90-day period drying the site. Over $1 million of that was actual payroll. About 50 to 60 grand a week was going out the door. Plus materials, overtime, you know, all stuff on the job, equipment rentals, I was up to $2 million. Got the site dry, finally. Then the owners and the GC said, thank you very much, Caden. You know, pat us on the back and said, on your way. I said, well, is anybody going to sign this $2 million change order to pay us back our money? They looked at us and said, you're the site work contract. You have to eat that. Make a long story short, John, I ended up going out of business in pretty much 90 days. It took me 5 years to build this company with hard work, sweat, you know, blood and tears. I lost it all in less than 90 days. Ended up filing for personal bankruptcy, lost my house, lost my cars, lost every dollar that I had except for about $2,100 left I had after making money in the pros, after making millions of dollars in site work and in construction and building a life for myself. And I didn't lose my money, John, on houses or cars or boats or women or, you know, or gambling or jewelry.
Right.
I lost mine trying to build a life for myself.
Yeah, you did everything right. and have done everything right from every indication, everything I've heard about you and read about you. You've done everything right. How do you not become so jaded about life and society after something like that happens?
John, I went into a deep depression. And in the book, I talk about, life growing up, college. I praise Howard University. I praise, some of my strength coaches and my NFL coaches for giving me the opportunity. I praise, of course, my brother for teaching me, who's a Hall of Fame offensive tackle. I praise, the NFL. The NFL, John, saved my life. I give them so much praise in this book for all their different programs that they have, like the NFL Trust, the NFL Alumni, the NFLPA. That organization, John, saved my life. I applied for the Gene Upshaw Trust Fund, which is a program designed to help former players that are vested, that have given more than the 3-year period time of blood, sweat, and tears to the game, that have got invested and had a career, not a short-term, stint or a short-term job, had at least a career to get invested and have, retirement, 401k. So they have this hotline you can call for help. So I called, I was cleaning out my desk, and I found my NFL player's card, called the NFLPA office, told them what was going on. They then helped me relocate jobs from Baltimore to North Carolina. I got a job with Merrill Lynch. But then, John, they helped me. I applied for the fund, which when NFL players get fined, see, fans don't know this. When NFL players get fined, late hits, stuff like that, low hits, late hits, intentional, bumping the pass or whatever you have, you don't have the right socks or whatever, you get fined. That money is taken out of your check, and that money goes to funds or programs like the Gene Upshaw Trust Fund. So when I applied, John, it went through my income tax returns. They wanted to make sure my bank account that I truly needed the help, which I was fine with. I mean, I let them go through everything that I had. They saw that I had gone from 100 to zero in less than 3 months. So they approved me, John, for a grant. I got 4 months of my rent covered when I moved to Carolina, plus my utilities and other small bills. John, without the NFL, I probably would either be alive, but in the most horrible state possible, or I probably would be gone because the stress level and all the things that I would have gone through financially, trying to scrape together any type of dignity for myself, would have been gone. And the NFL and the NFLPA and all its programs that they have, but the trust fund in particular, saved my life.
That's part one of our two-part interview with Marcus Ogden. You don't want to miss the second half of the interview next week. We'll give you more details on that, but he goes into much more detail on what it took for him to overcome his challenges, both financially, emotionally, and where he's at now and what he's doing with his book and other things going on in his life. So thank you, Marcus, and we will be waiting for part two of that interview next week.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Tailgate Nation. We love having great advertisers support our show. But in order to continue to do that, we need your help. So please go to podsurvey.com/tailgate and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you just a little better. That way we can show our advertisers just how great our listeners are. Even if you've taken our show's podcast listener survey before, the new one's new and different, so I'd really like you to take it all over again. Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Again, that's podsurvey.com/tailgate. Thanks for your help.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.